Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local Radio Show. Let's get local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
I heard the stories of your kind.
Welcome back to another edition of Let's Get Local here on a Saturday from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Again, we're really excited to be bringing the show to you on 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And of course, we are also really happy to be on the internet. DevilRadio927.com and live on Facebook with video. So all those different ways you can consume the program. We're really jazzed to bring it to you each and every week. Today's show is going to be a little bit different. We're going to get into some topics with Colin Murray that are really important, some timely things that are happening. But we are going to kick it off with Grasshopper Goods and talk to Karen down in Stoughton because she has some great things happening down there at Grasshopper Goods, and we want to find out more. So, Karen, we welcome you onto the program. How are you today? And thanks for being on Let's Get Local.
I'm great. Thanks for having us, Jason. We're really excited.
So, Karen, tell everybody about Grasshopper Goods. This started out as a mobile operation, and now you have that and a storefront. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so we launched in 5 years ago. We were the first mobile boutique. If you've been in the Madison or Dane County area, you would have seen our retro 1977 step van. It's a green truck. You can't miss it. And we were all over the state and the Midwest for several years while we spread the word of small artists and a lot of maker goods, lots of really cool things in the shop, in the truck. You could actually go in the truck, try things on. It's a mini store on wheels. So that's how we got the word out. And then we were really growing. So we opened in Stoughton here in the historic Main Street, the Arts District right on in the old bank building. We opened here in the fall of 19.
Karen, I'm going to ask you for visual purposes to rotate your camera for the people on Facebook Live. Right now, you're sideways and you're defying gravity.
If you
do that, that'd be fantastic. For the people listening on the radio, it doesn't matter. They don't see that. My brother actually on a Zoom call a few months ago that we did, he was upside down the whole time. So you know, it's
Oh my gosh,
it's a lot of fun. Anyways, this way we'll get great proportions, and we won't be thinking that you're pulling a magic trick or you know that you're a superhuman because you can stand on the side of your wall. But Grasshopper Goods is so great. I love finding out about this store and right in downtown Stoughton. It's an amazing place to be, right? Tell us a little bit about being right in downtown Stoughton on Main Street.
Well, it was, I took my mask off. We had customers in, but not right now. So I'm going to, so you can hear me better, hopefully. So we really wanted to grow the business for quite a while. And really, it was super important to support our Dane County customers. And we looked in Madison, we looked all over kind of Dane County, and we found this space in historic Stoughton. It just totally made sense. The truck is vintage and has kind of a retro vibe. And we were looking and looking until we could find the right space. And I don't know if I can make you, I might make you guys car sick, but we have this beautiful, we're in this gorgeous historic bank building. It's one of the original buildings, and Stoughton's famous for its history has a arts history. And, we support a lot of artists and small makers. So it really made sense to have Grasshopper 2.0 here. So
you mentioned your truck. It has a name, right?
It's Vinny. Yes. I don't know if you can see. I have a big picture of Vinny. Can you guys see it? It's kind of glary. But yeah, Vinny the truck. It's named Vinny because it's 1977. From the 1977 Welcome Back Cotter show. So we bought the truck from an Italian man on the south side of Chicago. So it just made sense.
That's a very appropriate name. And it's fun too. How did you decide to start this business in the first place? And then I know it kind of kept growing, and that's why you got the storefront. But tell us, how did this even start for you in the first place?
Well, I'm an education professor by day and still am a professor, but I've always wanted my own business. And it was a time, I mean, it's actually kind of ironic now that we're all Zooming and all that kind of stuff, but it was a time when a lot of my teaching and a lot of graduate education was going online, and we were all doing more things online, shopping online. And it was, people were just feeling less connected with what we're buying and that sort of thing. So that's kind of was the start of it. I just really wanted people to connect more to each other and to, you know, everything we have in the shop has a connection or a story that we can tell you. You know, Madison Soap Company is someone I met at another event, and she's an amazing local artisan. You know, everything in the shop, we can tell you the story so that there, you have a connection to what you purchase. So it was really about getting the word out for artists, which was really hard.
I love that mission. I love taking your business and modeling it after something like that. I think that's fantastic. When you have, we're talking with Karen from Grasshopper Goods. You can find out a whole bunch more at grasshoppergoods.com. Really fun website, easy to navigate and shop there too. See all the things you have, Karen. And the other thing I wanted to point out is something I love about so many of our local businesses is they call the shots and they take these steps to, you know, donate percentages of sales or give discounts to certain people that really make an impact in our community. So right now you have a really timely 10% of your sales going to an organization locally. So tell people about that too. And that wraps up after tomorrow, right?
Yes, it does. So giving back has been, you know, being in education and also just growing up that way, that giving back has always been really important to my life. That's really important to my business as well. So since the year we launched, we give a ton to charities. A lot of events we have with the truck is we'd have the truck at an event where a certain percentage of sales would go to that charity. And one of our earliest truck events was the Lakes Alliance here in Dane County, and it supports the Aryahara water system. And I grew up, my dad was president for Citizens for Conservation way back in the 70s. So this is really close to my heart. And we thought this would be a perfect week to do it, the week of Earth Week. I mean, every week should be Earth Week. But our water system in Dane County is so important. And they give specifically to that program and to really support our lakes and our waters and all the connectedness of the Yahara water system. It's really extra cool that, you know, I started in Madison and you take the Yahara River down and you end up in Stoughton. So it kind of has a lot of meaning for me. And they do just amazing work that stays here in our community. So that we thought that would be important to do this week.
Yeah, that's 10% of all sales through tomorrow donated to Clean Lakes Alliance from Grasshopper Goods. Amazing. The other thing I noticed you do is educators also get a 10% discount as well on items, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I always, in the shop, 10% off for all educators. I always have to shout out to my teachers. So that's really important to our cause as well.
All right, we haven't talked
lots
enough about...
Lots of teacher gifts here today, right now.
That was
so
a,
lots of time to...
That's what I was going to go next. We haven't heard enough about what you have in the store. So tell us, we know Mother's Day is coming up. We know there's other great gift ideas for teachers. So tell us more about what you have right there.
So, you know, the other thing about our mission is we really are trying to make shopping fun again. You know, we've got something for everyone here. So men, women, teachers, mothers, all that sort of thing. So we have a little bit of everything. And that's what's really fun. It's sort of like a wonderful scavenger hunt when you come here. So for moms and teachers right now, you know, we've got things like artisan body soaps. We always have jewelry in the truck and in the shop. One of our early partners at some of our vending events was Anna in a Jam, and now she has a commercial kitchen, so we can carry her beautiful artisan yummy jam in the shop. So that's cool. We have fun things like camp craft cocktails. You can take this camping. You can do it on your deck. You put your favorite alcohol in here, and then you can spritz it with some seltzer, put it on the rocks, and we have all different flavors. So that's been a real hit this year, especially with COVID and having to do that sort of thing at home. Always t-shirts and sweatshirts are a big hit in the shop. This shirt was just made with Madisonian just for our shop. It's a new color. And it's the Midwesty sayings, the no, yeah, you betcha, oops, sorry, yeah, no, which is super fun. We've got always positive affirmational things in the shop. The Sunshiny Feeling sweatshirt is a favorite. We've got a brand new Midwestern Mama t-shirt. So we partner with Midwest Girls, and they've been an amazing collaborator from the beginning, and brand new shirts for Mother's Day. So mugs, jewelry, journals, you'll find something for everyone. You really will.
And so your location, downtown Stoughton, can you give us the address and then hours of operation and days too, please?
Okay. So we are at 171 West Main Street. You can't miss us. We're right in the middle historic district. It's the old bank building. So you can see the old original bank in the brick there. And we are open every day except for Monday. So Tuesday through Saturday, we're open 10 to 5. And on Sundays, we're open 11 to 4. And you can shop 24/7. Also, in our online shop, we have a flat $5 rate shipping, and we ship priority, so it comes really fast. And you can also do local pickup, too, so if you want to do that.
Wow. Karen, that's fantastic stuff down at Grasshopper Goods in Stoughton. Again, find out a whole bunch more about them at grasshoppergoods.com. Karen, have a great day. Thanks for joining us today, and best of luck to you and continued success, okay? Stay safe and stay well.
Thanks so much, Jason. And thanks to Dane by Local. You guys have been incredible, in particular during this really difficult time with the pandemic. We really appreciate it.
We're getting through it together, Karen. Keep up the great work. Take care, okay?
Thanks. Have a great day.
One quick shout out, since we're talking about Stoughton, is today I'm wearing my See the Able, Not the Label. Let me get that on there. If you're watching the video, See the Able, Not the Label shirt from a realtor and friend, Kate Baldukas, who's also down in Stoughton. And this is all about celebrating abilities and celebrating our differences and seeing what people are capable of, not what they're not capable of, in a good way. So shout out to Kate. Shout out to Stoughton, downtown Stoughton, Grasshopper Goods. Again, find out more about them at grasshoppergoods.com. They're on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram as well. A really fun website. And you might see Vinny. You might see Vinny sometime too if you catch the truck. More at grasshoppergoods.com. You're listening to Let's Get Local on 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And we got to thank our sponsors one more time because they're fantastic and we love them. So a big shout out, of course, to Madison Water Utility for sticking with us and being so great to work with on this show. And their $100 toilet rebate is out there for you if you're a Madison Water Utility customer. Just Google Madison Water Utility to find out more about that. And of course, Supek and Evolution Financial, awesome financial planner, great person, wonderful, fun person to have on the show, and we're going to have her on next month again too. So we'll be back to talk with Colin Murray in just a bit. You're listening to 92.7 FM.
Clouded memories overcast my sky.